Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Shabbos daf Samach Aleph, and we are on Samach Amibes, and we are continuing our discussions of Borer. That is the malacha that we're in. The Gemara spoke about Borer on Shabbos and Borer on Yontif, and we spoke about Zoreh, that line in the Yerushalmi on yesterday's daf, relating to the spitting in the air and the Ramah quoting it. Okay, Rabbi Kiva, you're arguing. And then we discussed, and hard to know exactly what some of these lines mean, but we had a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiah about ochel mitoch ochel. So we paskin that ochel mitoch ochel, there is borer by ochel mitoch ochel, meaning as long as there's one thing that I want and one thing that I don't want, even if they're objectively both good, they're both what we would call ochel, what I want is called the ochel, what I don't want is called the psolas. Right, that's learned out. The Rishonim discussed that in the Bavli on Daf Ayin Dalid in Shabbos. But that is a yesod, and therefore, as long as there is a mixture, meaning there is a difference between the ochel and the ochel, it's not all the same thing. So then there is borer. Right, the last point that we made that we read on yesterday's Daf on Daf Samach Beis, the Gemara left off with a rhetorical question. The Gemara said, "Oh yeah, what about pomegranates from pomegranates, and what about people from people?" And there's no answer given. Meaning, what do you do with that line? Meaning, if you're choosing people, okay, who's going to count for this minion? Who's going to count for that minion? There's obviously no borer there. No borer. There's no borer by choosing people. But the line before that, what about pomegranates from pomegranates? So we paskin that, well, it depends on the reason that you're choosing one from the other. Meaning, if it's all different pomegranates, you're just splitting them up. So then it's all the same. There's no mixture. The first step in Ilchus Borer is that it has to be a mixture. If there is a difference between the items, even if they're both pomegranates, what if some of them are big ones and some of them are small ones? And they, not just big and small in terms of a little big, a little smaller, and you're in the mood for a big one and not a small one. That probably is not a mixture either. But what if quantity and size makes a difference in purpose? So for example, soup spoons and teaspoons. They're all spoons, but they serve a different purpose. So that could very well be a mixture. And that's what the Ramah talks about in Shin Yutess, big and small. He might say big and small don't make a difference, but the poskim say, unless it does make a difference, right? It depends on the big chocolate chip cookies and small chocolate chip cookies. Lachara is all chocolate chip cookies. It's not a mixture. And if somebody's on a mixture, there's no issue of borer. But if there is a mixture, so then there would be. If it's all socks, right? What if you want to put away some socks on Shabbos for some reason? If you have one pair of Shabbos socks and weekday socks, it's not all socks. It's different. Right, white meat and dark meat. If you really think there's a difference between the two and you want to choose one from the other, so you can take a piece from the plate, that's fine. That's good from the bad for now, for without a borer instrument. But that's Shin Yutess. The Shulchan Aruch says, Habora ochel mitoch psolas. O shahayu lefan of shnei mine ochlin. Or two foods. Right, we paskin is borer by two foods, by two items. Ubora min mimin echad. You choose one from the other. Benafa b'kfara aser, b'chayiv, b'kad v'tamchei b'tov al-aser, right, a separating instrument is a problem. V'mbira b'yado, k'deylech ol-alter, mutter. Right, as long as you are going to do it for now, it is mutter. And later on, the Ramah says in Sif Beis, v'aser livrar echan mi'chaveiro ela b'yado k'deylech l'miyad. Avo b'shatach hachitichos gedolos v'kol achaz ikeres b'fnei atzma. Even if they're large items, and each one is nikar by itself, it could still be a borer situation. Even if you could see each one, if it's still borer, what if I learned and I have 14 svarim on the table and I want to now put them back? Why am I putting them back? Right? Why am I putting that for later, not for now? Right? See, if I just take the top one and look at it for a second and put it back, I do it with each one and look at it for a second, that's fine. Because that's for now and you look at it for each one. If there's only three svarim on the table and each one is like in its own separate, like here's one and here's one, that's also not a mixture. But sometimes if you have 14 svarim on the table, they're all under each other and you have to like, so that could be a borer situation, even though you see every one. So that's the Ramah. Even if they're each their own item, that could still be called borer. And then the Ramah adds, that's what I wanted to mention. Avokashu min echad, avopisha borer chatichos gedolos bitokatanos, lo mikri brera. But if it's all one type, even if you take it big from small, that's not called brera. That's what the Ramah says. But again, the poskim say, as long as the size doesn't make a difference in terms of its usage. In terms of its uses. I mean, that could be, right, what if you have, roasted and boiled, and all different, types of items, right? Big and small, like I just gave the spoons and others. So borer is obviously a very big topic. The Mishnah Berurah has a whole akdama to Shin Yutess. He doesn't have akdama to too many simanim, but he has to Hilchas Borer. One other point I wanted to mention, and that is, if you look in the first tshuva, the first two tshuvas of Yechavadas in Rav Avadya, first two tshuvas, he talks about saying Birchas Ha'ilanos. That's what he's talking about. One of the brachas that we only say once a year, saying Birchas Ilanos on Shabbos. On Shabbos, that's his question. Simon Aleph is about whether you could say it not in Nisan. What if you see the blooms, the blossoms already in Shvat or Adar? Right? Are you allowed to say it says, right? That's his first tshuva. But if you see it before that. But then he says in Siman Beis, Hemutu Levarach Berachas Ilanos B'Shabbos. O Shema Yesh Lachush, Shema Yishkach V'Yavo Liktof Pirchi Ilanos B'Shabbos. You might come to rip off some flowers. They're so beautiful. I want to put them on my Shabbos table. Right? Is there any chash like that? So the Poskim talk about, what about smelling fruit? Are you allowed to smell fruit? Are you allowed to smell flowers on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, right, the Shulchan Aruch Paskens this way. If there are flowers, I'm allowed to smell them on Shabbos because they're useful for me as is. I don't have to change them. So therefore you can smell flowers. But to smell a delicious smelling fruit that is attached to the ground, that I'm not allowed to, it's a drabanan to smell it on Shabbos because the fruit's main purpose is to eat. And therefore there's a chash that if I go smell it, I might come to cut it off and eat it. So in that context, Rav Avadya talks about saying the Birchas Ilanos, and he talks about, is there a chash that you might come to, carry hotzah? But then in the footnote here, he says, he quotes the Kafachayim, V'nira, shalafi divri amukubalim, according to the Mukubalim, shayidei birchas ha'ilanos, mivarer nitzotzos ha'kedusha menatzomeach, right? When you say birchas ha'ilanos, you're separating the sparks of holiness from the blossom. Maybe there's an issue of borer on Shabbos. You're being mivarer the nitzotzos ha'kedusha, right? Therefore, maybe you shouldn't be able to do it on Shabbos. He quotes from the Tshuvas Be'er Mayim Chaim, who was asked this, and he says, no, it's okay, because you can fill all the conditions. You're taking the good from the bad, you're taking the sparks, right? You're doing it for right now, and it's all good. You're not using a separating instrument. So that's okay. You can't even imagine the talking this way. He flipped it. He says, he asked it as a question first. He says, every time we make a bracha, and we daven, we're being mavira and eat sotsos of this apple that I'm about to eat. And so he says, well, maybe there's a difference, because by davening, he talks about ochel and a purpose miyad, nisan, you need it miyad. Rav Avadya quotes all this and says, I don't know what they're talking about. He says, I don't know why, this is not dumya de mishkan. This is not the malacha of borer. You don't talk about borer and ruchnius. So I'm not sure what he's talking about. And he quotes in the Sefer Vayemaher Avraham, Rav Avraham Palaji, Rav Avadya knew everything, right? He says, how could you daven on Shabbos? You're being borer. And he says, well, since this pikuach nefesh, because our life is on the line for davening. So pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos, you're allowed to do it. Unbelievable. Anyway, this is the discussion. And then he quotes at the end, one last line from the Chasam Sofer. Ani Omer, Kala ma'ariv divrei kabbalah im ha'alachas ha'psukos, chayev mishum lo sizra karmachal kilayim. If you mix up Kabbalah and Nigla in Halacha, then you're violating Kilayim. And therefore, you gotta be careful. Okay, anyway, so he says, Iker la'alacha, that you can make the Birchas Ilanos on Shabbos. Maybe, say it during the week, but if you happen to see one on Shabbos, and you're a Nisan, then it is okay. V'chol. We continue. Says the Gemara now, my kadun, that's what we're up to. Got the 8 lines up for the bottom on Samach and base. My kadun, so what is the halacha between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan that we were just talking about in terms of Ochel and Ochel? So the Gemara doesn't answer that question, but the Gemara does say, well, everybody agrees in this case. Kalama mode lahada Rabbi Imi. Everybody agrees to this Rabbi Imi. Rabbi Imi havile archin, he had some guests over. Afik komeon termisin upsilin. He brought termisin. He brought termisin in front of them. The Bavli talks about termisin, some type of bean they have to cook 7 times in order for it to get edible. So he brought some termisin out. I guess it was edible by then. Upsilin, and it was in their skins. Amar lo, and he says to them, Havun daitaychon, focus your mind. Da'atun mechal kinsay besofa. Focus your mind that you're going to, even though you're going to take off some of the skin, you're going to eat both of them. You're going to eat both of them. Meaning he was telling them, make sure in your mind, you have in mind that you are eating both of them. And therefore, why is he saying this? So there's no psolas. Right? You're going to separate them. You know, people like to eat them separately, but it doesn't mean that one is psolus. Let's say, I don't know, you're eating cholent, and you like to eat your potatoes and your meat. You like to eat them separately, but you're going to separate them in, but you're going to eat them all now. You just want to separate them now? That's not borer. Because there's no act of separation. You always have to look, is it an act of separation? Let's say I'm fishing around in the cholent and I'm moving with the ladle to try to find what I want to find. You push away a piece of meat because you don't want it, you want the potato. That's not borer. That's not an act of separation. That's remaining in the tarovis. As you push things aside, that's within the tarovis, that's not a problem. So here too, lechora, that's what he was doing. He was saying just, you know, you could save something for later in the meal, right? Let's say you're eating dessert and you have three different types of, sherbets. Right? You want to save one. That's not ochem to psoles. It's all right here, and I'm just eating one after another. That would not be called borer. Tini, we continue. Says the Braisa, back to Yontif. Ein borerin lo tochenim lo markidin. One is not allowed to, separate or grind or sift. Borer tochen marakid. Right? Those are three different malachas. And I'm not allowed to do that. And if I did it, Habor atochin hamarkid b'Shabbos diskal on Shabbos is nisr skila, as we know. B'yantif sofik esarabam on Yantif malchus. Right. So what is this brisa laying down the law? These three malachas are not included in the heter of ochel nefesh on Yantif. Separating and grinding and sifting. That's what the Gemara says. You're not allowed to do that. There is not for now. Just to mention, if you want to remember, we'll see if that we have time at the end. Tosfos in Sanhedrin, I think around Daf Samach Gimel. And the Ramban have an argument about why Yantif, right? What does the Gemara say here? Brisa, we get Malkus from Malacha on Yantif. Why isn't the Isser Malacha on Yantif, it's what's called a Lav Shebeklalos. Right? We know every time there is a special type of Lav, then you're not going to get Malkus for it. Right? Because Lav can only get Malkus if it's Dumya Delav Tachasima. The Hekish that's from Parshas Kiseitse, the source of getting Malkus is right next to the Isser of Muzzling, Losachsum Shor Bedisho. So Chazal learn only lavim that are similar to the lav of muslins, you get malchus for. So a lav she'en bo maiso, you don't get malchus for. We paskin. A lav nita glase, you can fix it with an ase, like gezel, you're not going to get malchus for. Lav she'nitan lasharas misas bezdin, a lav that you could possibly get misa for, even if you weren't for malchus, you're not going to get malchus for. So lav nita glase, lav she'en bo maiso, lav she'nitan lasharas misas bezdin, and lav she'beklalos. A lav that includes many different types of averis, like losochlu al adam. Don't eat blood. Don't eat before davening. Bezdin doesn't eat the day they put somebody to death. You don't. There's no sudas havra for aruge bezdin. You learn five or six different things from the same pasuk, so you don't get malchus for that. That's the rule. Lav shebeklalos. So ask Tosfos, ask the Ramban, why isn't lo sase called malacha on Yantif, which is a lav? Why isn't that a lav shebeklalos? It includes many different malachas. On Shabbos, we're talking about that's a nisar misa. Lo sase called malacha. Lav shebeklalos. The only discussion here is by malchus, but so by Yantif. Tosfos asks, why isn't it a lav shebeklalos? So the Rishonim give different answers. Now maybe a lav shebeklalos is where you have 10 different averis included. Eating blood and eating before davening and bezdin putting somebody to death, those are three totally different ideas within one pasuk. That's lav shebeklalos. Maybe all the isurim on Yantif is one shem isur. You can violate it 20 different ways, but at root, it's one theme. And therefore, it's not a lav shebeklalos. Lav shebeklalos is when there's five themes. But if there's one theme, even if you do it many different ways, so then that's not a lav shebeklalos. Or the other one, I forgot who says what, Tosfos the Ramban. The other answer is that, no, a lav shebeklalos is where there's pashup shot, and then there's six different deeper understandings. That's a lav shebeklalos. But what if all of your pshatim could fit in? It's like fill in the blank. If the Torah says fill in the blank, and what you do fills in the blank, that's not a lav shebeklalos. So the Torah says don't do malacha. So tochein and borer and marakeid, they're all malacha. They're all like pashup shot. That's not an extra additional level. The Torah says fill in the blank, and I'm filling in the blank. That's not a lav shebeklalos. Two different ideas. Okay. Anyway, so the Gemara, I said I wasn't going to do it now, but I did it now. Okay. Says the Braisa. So the Braisa says, if you only do these malachas on Shabbos, it's Skila, and on Yantif, Malkus. But Vatanina, but one second, didn't we learn in Beitza? We quoted this Mishnah last time. Beis Hillel says you can do Borer on Yantif. Borer, Kedarko, Becheko, Betamchoy. Kedarko. What does kedarko mean? We assume kedarko means psolis bitoch ochel. The normal way of separating things out, not for halacha. When you separate something, because you take out the bad stuff, right? I'm about to eat soup. I don't want the carrot. I take the carrot out. That's normal. That's classic act of separation. So Beis Hillel says you could do that on Yantif. So what's the Braisa talking about? The Braisa says that you're not allowed to do borer on Shabbos or Yantif, and the Beis Hillel says in Beis that you're allowed to do borer on Yantif. Amar Rabbi Chanina Antunia. Rabbi Gamliel Lib. No, that brisa that says that you're not allowed to do borer is only according to Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel is the second opinion in that in Beitza. Rabbi Gamliel, Amar Rabbi Gamliel says, and according to the Karban Eda, this is what Rabbi Gamliel assumes Beis Hillel holds. Av Madiach Meshola. Rabbi Gamliel says you're not allowed to do borer on Yontif. The only thing you're allowed to do is you're allowed to put something in water and let the psoles float to the top. That's all you're allowed to do, which is not a direct act of borer. That, I'll give you that much, says Rabbi Gamliel on Yontif. But you can't even do regular borer on Yontif. So the Gemara says maybe the brisa that says it's usher to do borer on Yontif is holding like, that's Rabbi Gamliel's opinion. Period. Says the Gemara, but 1 minute. Vatanina, but then we learn in a different, Tosefta, shall base Rabbi Gamliel, hayashokin as a pilpul and berichayim shalahen. Rabbi Gamliel, on Yontif, the house of Rabbi Gamliel, they used to grind pepper. They used to grind pepper. So, you see, grinding is mutter on Yontif, according to Rabbi Gamliel. Mutter, litchon, vasser, lavor. So why would there be a difference between those two things? Right? You can't say, oh, base Rabbi Gamliel says it's usser to borer and mutter to grind. Both of those are similar, they would be in the same category. So why would you say that that is a problem? So, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shem, Ela, Lahutra Tchina Kedarka. No. Even in that Brisa, the Tosefta that says they used to grind, they didn't grind in the normal way. They didn't grind in the normal way. They did it with a Shinui. They did it with a Shinui, with the back of a fork, whatever it is. They did it with a Shinui, and therefore that why Rabbi Gamliel says, on Yantif, you can't grind or be borer normally, but you can do both of them with a Shinui. With a Shinui, if it's only Durabanan, which is with a Shinui, and then on Yantif, then you have more flexibility. Period. So how do you know that you can't do these on Yontif? How do you know you can't do these on Yontif? So let's see this Gemara. Says on Yontif, kol melacha, every melacha, lo ye'ase bahem. Right? Lo ye'ase, that's the pasuk by Pesach. Kol melacha lo ye'ase bahem, right? It's in Shmos Yud Beis. So you can't do any malacha. Ad ushmartem es ha-matzos. And it's right next to the pasuk of guard the matzah. What's guard the matzah? Right? Matzah, at least for this purpose, the Gemara says, matzah makes us think of the malacha of lisha. Matzah, you're talking about kneading the dough. So the drasha is that there's an isser malacha up until the malacha of lisha. Right? There's a lashon, milisha ve'elach. From kneading on, Elisha is, I don't know, malacha number 9 or 10, I forgot, in the Siddur of the Pas. It's one of the late malachas. Kneading and on, that's going to be mutter on Yontif, but there's an Isser malacha, right? It says, kol malacha lo yaseh, up until Elisha. And that's the drasha that Chazal have. That all the earlier malachas, you can't do everything on Yontif for eating. I can't drive to the store to get food on Yontif. Right, I can't, not every malacha is mutter mishum ochel nefesh. So the Gemara here says, what's the cutoff by the first 11? Am I allowed to cut the fruit off the tree? No, can't do kotzer. Right, so milisha ve'elach, because there's an isser up until Elisha. Rabbi Yossi, skip the honey. Rabbi Yossi, boy, klum lamdu latafshil ela mikan. 1 second, I don't like that drasha, says Rabbi Yossi. Because we're saying there's an isser malacha and then Elisha. That pasuk of kol malacha lo ye'aseh, that we darshan to teach me the heter of ochel nefesh. Not the Isser of Malacha on Yontif. So just change the way you darshan it. Rabbi Yossi lo amar kein. Rabbi Yossi said this the way you learned it. El Rabbi Yossi, b'shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish, ach ashe yachal l'chol nefesh, hu levado ye'ase lachem. The heter min ushmartem es ha-matzos. Meaning, it's the same result. But he's saying, learn out, the heter of l'chol nefesh is from Lisha ve'elach. The first version was, the Isser of Malacha is up until Lisha and after that is mutter. Rabbi Yossi says, no, the other way. The heter of ochel nefesh is milisha ve'elach, period. There is a major, machlokas rishonim, how to understand this Gemara and the Gemara's in Maseches Beitza about these limitations of ochel nefesh. Right? It sounds like from this Gemara, and this is what Tosfos assumes, in Beitza Daf Gimel, Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi, right? Milisha ve'elach. Tosfos and the Meiri and others, they say this is a din d'oraisa, meaning borer and tochen and all these earlier malachas on Yantif, are aser midaraisa on Yontif. And this is a real drasha gemura. Milisha ve'elach. Right, Tosfos. I'll read the Tosfos in Beit Sadav Gimel. Pirsh Rabbi Nesana Michinon, Debi Yerushalmi. Yesha, what Yerushalmi? This Yerushalmi. Yesha sher achash yachal l'chol nefesh, v'samech leish v'adam etzamatzos, osa malachas shemishimer ve'elach ein mutaros. Any malachas from Ushmartim and on is mutar. Dahainu, milisha ve'elach. Avoshar malachas v'mikodem l'chein, asurin. Right, it sounds like this is a din daraisa. If you look in the Rashi, Daf Chav Gimel and Beitza, sounds like it's in daraisa. Look in the Meiri. The Meiri there says, these malachas are asur daraisa and yantif. Right? Asur daraisa, that's his pashup shot of the, I'll read from the Miri and Dafchav Gimel. That's the other place where this is discussed about. It's daraisa. Is there a svara? Like, why is it magical lisha? Magical lisha, that's why it's a heterochal nefesh. So the Meiri has a beautiful svara, where he says, what's called, I'm adding to the Meiri, right, what's called field work and what's called kitchen work? You're allowed to do kitchen work. What's called getting the food ready? What's called harvesting the food? Right? So Chazal had to come up with a moment. So lisha, that's in the kitchen. So anything late like that. So that's the language. That's getting the food ready, says the Meiri. That's in the field. So the question is, where do you cut it off? So again, Tochen and Borer, they're kind of like, just like in the middle over there. They're like in the middle over there, right? You take some stadashes earlier, and you Borer, you separate the rocks from the stuff, but you also do some borer in the kitchen. So that's what basically says. You could do borer in this way and then that way, but that's the, source. That's the number of Rishonim. If you look in the Rambam argues. The Rambam says it's all mutar daraisa. It's all mutar daraisa. It's all gzeira derabanan. Gzeira derabanan, so you don't come to do it on Yantif and ruin your, you're gonna say, I'll wait for Yantif, I'll do it all on Yantif. No, then you're not gonna enjoy on Yantif. You're gonna be spending your day all making the food on Yantif. The Rambam says it's all gzeira derabanan. Kol malacha. Says the Rambam. Where does it start from? Kol malacha, hilchos yantif. She'ef shalol le'asos me'erev yantif. V'lo yeh ba'hefzid. Anything that you could have done in erev yantif. Im nasas me'en ba'erev, if you do it at night, asru chacham la'asos osav yantif. Av vishu l'tzorach achila. V'lama asru davar zeh, gzeir Hashem yaniach adam mi'malachos, she'ef shalasos me'erev yantif, v'yantif, v'nimsa yantif kulo, holech basiyasos malachas, v'yimana misimchas yantif, v'lo yelo p'nai lechol v'lishtos. Right, if you push all these malachas off the yantif, you're just going to spend your whole day in the kitchen, you're not going to be able to enjoy. The Rambam says, therefore, it is usur derabanan, these malachas. The Rashba, there's a little safer, the Rashba wrote Avodas HaKodesh. Here, Avodas HaKodesh of the Rashba, it's on Hilchas Yantif and in Hilchas Muksa, two houses, two batim. Right, he has base Moed and base Nisivos. But there on the first page of base Moed, he says, he uses the magical principle of, how do you know what's mutter, what's that? Masra kasav l'chachamim, which the Bavli only uses in two or three places. He says, it's up to the rabbis to decide what's included in the Isser D'Oraisa and what's not included in the Isser D'Oraisa. So masra kasav l'chachamim. L'fisha lo itira Torah ha-Torah l'takim b'yadam ha-shadarach b'yadam l'takim yen. And the Rabbanan decide, is this the malacha that people just do in the kitchen? Is this the malacha that people do in the factory? So the Rashba, important Lashon, the Rashba uses that Lashon in this context of Masra Kasav Lichachamim. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now, Tani Chizkiya. Upalig, Rabbi Chizkiya says, it says three Lashonos here. Ach, Hu, Levado. Right, those three words are used in this context. Those are three exclusions. Shalal Liksar, Vishal Litchon, Vishal Laharkin Biyantif. No harvesting, grinding, or sifting. Reb Zira, Reb Chia Bar Ashi B'Shem Shmuel, Hamishamer. What if somebody strains? A strainer. Which malacha is that? So, Machlokas. Shmuel says, Chaimishim Borer. That's Borer. You're separating. The strainer lets the stuff fall through and catches the stuff on top. Amar Zira, lo mistavra. It doesn't make sense. Dolo mishem marakid. It's not logical to say that it's anything other than marakid, sifting. So machlokes, whether straining is Borer or marakid. There's a similar Gemara like this in Shabbos, Kuflam and Ches. Lomai nafkamina. What does it matter? What does it matter? So you might say, hasra. That's what the Rishonim discuss. Do you have to give hasra in the name of the Av? You have to say the right Av when you give Hasra? Some Rishonim say yes. Other Bali Tosfos say no. You just can't give the wrong Hasra. You don't have to give the right Hasra, but just don't mess up and give the wrong Hasra. Because if somebody's doing Borer and then you say, don't be Tochen, they're going to think you're joking. Good one. That's going to make it worse. Right? So you just can't give the wrong. 2 days in Tosfos. Whether this Gemara sounds like you have to give the right Hasra, you just can't give the wrong Hasra. Meaning, don't give this one. Okay, so Machlokes, whether it's Borer or Merakid, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yossi, Traveon, Amrin, they both say, Bekat Mesa, Vidan Amrin. Originally we thought, Yosam Reb Zira. Originally we thought Reb Zira was right. Right? That it has to be Merakid. Why? Because Merakid is similar. Umam Merakid, Kemach, we're gonna flip this, Kemach Milamalon, Visoles Milamaton. Just like by sifting, the kemach, that's the coarse part of the flour, that gets stuck on top, it's thicker, and the soles, the fine flour, falls through, goes milamaton. So just like by merakate sifting, the good stuff goes to the bottom, saf mishamar yayin, so too by straining wine, yayin milamaton, mishamar milalon. So too by straining, the good stuff goes to the bottom. So they say, we originally thought that Reb Zeira was right, because the straining is just like sifting, because the good stuff goes to the bottom. But we realized what we said was meaningless, and it was wrong. Lama? Because the following. Shehutar mechal breira, hutar mechal shimur. Because we know, as we'll see from where we know this from, we know breira is mutar on yantif, and shimur is mutar on yantif. Where, hutar mechal breira, how do you know breira is mutar on yantif? Beis Hillel. Barakadaka b'cheku v'tamchli, right? The Mishnah in Beitza that we quoted. Rizal says you can do Bora on Yantif. There are different rules of Bora on Yantif, but you can do Bora on Yantif sometimes. V'huta mechal shimur, and straining is mutter on Yantif, because it says that's a mission in Shabbos. Avonosin l'tzliya b'yantif. You're allowed to put stuff in a strainer on Yantif. So you see, Mishamer and Bora are mutter on Yantif. So obviously, Mishamer is Mishan Bora, meaning that like the first day up, like Shmuel, because Merakade is Asur on Yantif, right? V'lo huta mechal akanta. Harkada is Asur on Yantif. Tamar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said, Rabbi Chanina ben Yaka. B'shem Rav Yehuda, ain shonen as a kemach. You're not allowed to sift the flour. Av markid and lachori anafa. You could just sift with the back of a sifter, meaning some unusual shinui way. But in tamer mishum marakeid who? But if you say that straining is marakeid yaser, so it should be also like marakeid. The fact that it's not, it must be that we believe like Shmuel that straining is compared to borer and not compared to marakeid. Amar Rav Yosa, one more shita. Amar Rav Yosi Barbuin, delok Rav Yehuda. And this is against Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says sifting is mutar on yantif. The Tani b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, af ba'achshiri ne'ochol nefesh itiru. Right? Any preparatory stages is mutar, and therefore he would say it is mutar on yantif. One more line. Ba'ei da milsa. This question is though asked. Ma'ol l'shanos is akemach la'chori anafa k'rabanan. Chaim Gnievsky says that this question means even if you could have done it before yantif, is it going to be mutar? According to Rabbi Yehuda? Right? Would Rabbi Yehuda say, would he say that's mutter even if you could have done it beforehand? So that's a question that's not answered. But that's also a factor in the halacha lamaisa and hilchos yantif. Things that you could have done before yantif. Right? Machshirei ochal nefesh has that to do with that also. So machshirei mila, remember we discussed in a parallel context in Rabbi Elazar de Mila. Okay, vatoche. Grinding. Hayin deshachak melach chasaf pilpulin. Anybody who grinds, this next melach on the list. Grinding. Comes up very halacha lemaisa. Somebody who grinds salt. Earthenware, cheres, pilpulin, pepper, chayim mishem tochen. Really? Cheres is here? Cheres? I thought there's a rule, ain't tochen ele begedule karka. Right? It's to grow from the ground. Right? Things that grow from the ground, that's most foods, begedule karka. Right? What about eggs? There's no issue by mashing eggs on Shabbos. Right? Because eggs are not gidulei karka. Right? Onions are gidulei karka, but some malachas are limited to things that grow from the ground. But here the Rishami seems to include chesaf, which is translated as earthenware. So is that, maybe that's like dirt? Hahein techashar. Anybody that sifts gir gibisin, motz, chol, afar. You sift bran or straw or sand. Chayev bo mishimarakid. That's sifting. Hahein degabal. Gabal is kneading. Girba Girgabasin, Afar, Kilorin, Malugma, Mesamamanim, all these types of items, Chaimishim Lash, right? All of these, if you need, that is all Lash. Again, each of these malachas require their own discussion. But Lash here, as we know, kneading, adding liquid to solid particles in order to create a one unit, right? That's going to be the malacha of Lash. Once we're on the topic of Lash, Halash Ramakate Faha Orech, what happens if I'm making Chala. So I knead, I smooth it out and I shape it. I shape it. So says the Gemara, kulon mishum lash. One malacha. If I added the water and I kneaded it and I braided it and did everything, that's one malacha of lush. So Rebbe Ba Bar Bamol, boy, what do you mean one malacha? Taman, look at the Mishnah in Menachos. At Omer Chai Bali Shaz Valeri Chaz Alafiyasa. There's an iser to leaven a carbon mincha or give it anything having to do with chametz. You're not allowed to bring a mincha of chametz, right? That's the chinuch counted as a losasei shel kuflamid hay. You're not allowed to take the leftover carbon mincha, right? The kohanim are allowed to eat it, kachim. You're not allowed to make that into chametz. You have to keep it as matzah. can't make it a dechames. But if you make it a dechames, eat, there are three averis. If you need it, and if you make it, each of those are going to be usr. Three separate ones. Ask the Gemara, why over there by Hilchis, isr chametz for a mincha, is three separate averis, and by Shabbos, there's only one. That's the question. Boy, taman at omer chayev al ishad v'alichad alif yasav ha'chad omer hachin. And here, look at what you said. Why is it mixed? Ela, taman yesh lo lachok. Chayev akalachas v'achas. No, because over there it says an extra pasuk. It says, lo se'ah, and the pasuk quoted by the Karmen Eida, lo sa'aseh chametz, lo se'afeh chametz. It's like a kaloprat. So it's like it says, don't do anything with chametz and don't bake. So we say just like baking is separate, so do the others are separate. From Hacha, in Chayv Alachas, here just as one. Here just as one. It just says, no, Lo Sasekam Alachas is included in Lush, and therefore it's all going to be one. Interesting, Rabbeinu Bachai, says on that pasuk, what's the Isra about? Why can't you give Chametz? Why can't you make the Karav Mincha the Chametz? So he quotes from the Rambam, as you would have guessed. Kol Minhagi Ovdei Akum, Avodah Zarah, they used to be leaven all of their sacrifices with flour. And as the Rambam writes about many Isurim in Mor Nevuchim, that you know, Avodah Zarah is the source. Kilayim and Arla, the Rambam connects a lot of Averis to that. But then, Baal Derech HaPshat, he says, Ki HaKarban L'Chaper HaKol Bonaseinu. Karban is to be L'Chaper. And Levin Chametz is the Tzar Shebi'isa, like it says in Brachas, like the Yetzahara and Gaiva. So that's why it doesn't belong in the Karbanos. Okay, one more minute. Adchami Afia told us, L'Bishol V'Atam R'Hachin. One second. Afia, isn't Afia baking a Tolda, a Bishol cooking? So, which is the malacha, which is the av, which is the tolda? Why is afia listed here? If bishol, they used to cook the dyes. So why is afia mentioned here? So Ella, just like the Yerusha Bavli says, begin to tatin nina, say the isa, tan ninta imahen. Because we're listing off what's called sidur de pas. We're listing off all the 11 malachas that are in baking bread. So we say afia. So that's why afia is listed. But afia and bishol are really the same category. Hahein da'azin gir karin. Somebody who applies heat. Da'azin, you apply heat to some type of a lime of kirkarin. The Gemara is about to say, cooking can take on any forms. If you cook food, if you cook metal, if you can melt things with heat, anything that's all going to be chayev. So if you heat lime, mashiach kilum, or if you heat congealed oil, shari zifus, or you dissolve some type of solid, shari musrin, all of these are asr mishum bishul. If you melt metal, chay mishum avashal. That's mavashal. Hatzole, hamatagen, hasholik, v'ma'ashen. If I roast or fry or cook or smoke, kulon mishum mevashal. Those are all mevashal, all different types of cooking. Okay, we'll stop there right before. Bishel b'chamei tveria.